signs and wonders in this place. Miracle signs and wonders in this place. Lord, we thank you for miracle signs and wonders in this place.
Come on, let's tell the Lord thank you.
Thank you.
Come on, let's tell the Lord thank you. Amen. Come on, let's tell the Lord thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We thank the Lord, amen, for being back, amen, in the house of prayer, amen, here at Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network Incorporated, amen, one more time in Jesus Christ's name, amen. We thank and praise God for Jesus Christ being our Lord and our Savior.
Amen.
Thank God for being saved on today, amen, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, amen, and fire baptized and delivered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God for our pastor and our apostle. Amen. Lord James Pearson Jr. Amen. Amen. The pastor of Heavenly Grace Gospel Word Network Incorporated. Amen. We thank God for everyone that graces the house of prayer today. And we thank God for all of those that will be tuning in to this broadcast whenever you hear it on today. Amen. We just thank God for everything. Amen. What do y'all know about Jesus' blood on today?
Jesus' blood still has power.
I said, what do y'all know about Jesus' blood on today?
Jesus' blood still has power.
I said, what do y'all know about Jesus' blood on today?
Jesus' blood still has power.
Amen. Isaiah 53:5.
Isaiah 53:5.
But he was wounded.
He was
bruised
for our iniquity.
The chastisement
of our peace
was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you on today. We thank you, Lord, for our coming together again. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, Jesus, for your protection shield all around us. We thank you for how you allowed us to see a new week on this week. And Lord, we thank you for our gathering on today. And Lord, we ask you to look upon us, each and every one of us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your travel and mercy. Oh, God, we thank you for your keeping power, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you on today. We pray, Lord, as your word go forth on today, Lord, that it will save, it will deliver, it will encourage, it will lift somebody up on today, Lord. Oh, God, there will be a change that come into their lives. Lord, we ask you to lift up on those that are sick and shut in, those that are afflicted, those that are feeble on today. Oh, God, we ask you to look over our nation as a whole, Lord. And Lord, we ask you to look over our government officials, Lord. Oh, God, our state officials, our local officials, Lord. Oh, God, we ask you to lead and guide us around the decisions, oh, God, to make for our, Lord, our communities, oh, God. And oh, God, we just thank you for every leader, Lord. For every pastor, for every evangelist, for every minister, for every prophet, for every apostle, for every saint of God, Lord God Jesus. Oh God, that's believing in you, God. Oh God, that's sharing your word, that's witnessing, oh God. Oh God, that's living for you and not believing you. We pray, Lord. Oh God, that you would continue, Lord, to give us a mind to stay steadfast, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the works of the Lord, God. Always having love in our heart for each and every one. And Lord, we cast out everything, Lord God Jesus, that's not like you, Lord. We cast out everything that tries to come our way, oh God, that tries to come to hinder and distract, oh God. Oh God, we ask you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Oh God, that you will continue, Lord, to give us a heart of love, Lord, for your people, God. And we just thank you, Lord. We ask you to save those that are lost on today. Oh God, we ask you to deliver those that need your delivering power. And Lord, we ask you to fill those with your Holy Ghost on today that need, oh God, guidance, Lord God Jesus, in their lives through by your Holy Ghost, Lord. We just thank you right now. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God Jesus, for all that you have done. Well, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing right now. And Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do. And Lord, we just ask all these things in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we do pray that every heart that believes say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lay your hands on me, Jesus.
I don't mind.
Lay your hands on me, Jesus.
I don't mind.
Lay your hands. name of Jesus Christ. Amen. As we get ready, amen, for the word of God, we just thank and praise God for his goodness and his mercy. We thank God for the blessings of the Lord. Amen. We thank God for the strength of the Lord. We thank God for each and every thing. Amen. We thank God for a brand new week. Amen. Amen. We thank God, amen, for a brand new month. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for just everything. Amen. Amen. We know that this is the month. Amen. That people, amen, that have set aside, amen, to celebrate, amen, our pastors. Amen. For the work that they do. And I just want to thank God for my pastor. Committed and dedicated and amen, remain faithful unto him, amen, and to the calling, amen, that whatever he has called us to do, amen, amen. And I thank God for being saved on today, amen. I know you thank God for being saved, and I thank God, amen. I know you thank God for being born again, amen. Hallelujah, amen. And we just thank God for just everything. Hallelujah. I give myself away so you Mercy, amen. We just thank God for just everything, amen, that he is to us on today. Amen. We thank God, amen, amen. If you have any, amen, prayer requests, amen, continue to feel free, amen, to send, amen, those requests to 256-299-5883. Again, that prayer line number is 256-299-5883. Amen. And we thank and praise God. Amen. For the love of the Lord, the love of God. Amen. We thank God again for those that graces the house of prayer on today. Amen. Amen. We thank God, amen, for just being a good God, a holy and mighty God. Amen. As we get ready, amen, for the word of God coming. Amen. From our apostle. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank God. Amen. For him. Thank God. Amen. For just every blessing. Amen. Amen. We just thank God for what he's doing in these last and evil days. Amen. Come on, let's thank God for our apostles. Oh, amen. Oh, Billy James, Christian Jr. Thank you, Jesus.
Thanking God on this afternoon, allowing us to see another day, allow us to be here to hear his word.
Amen.
Today we're going to be going to the book of Enoch, but before we get there, I'm going to explain why we're going to the book of Enoch and what Enoch, the man of God, actually begun his journey. Let's go to Genesis. And the ones that got the KJV, the popular download Bible download on your phone, it got, well, you see the three lines. If you want to send it to somebody else's phone, you can send it over. Go up to the top, it got three lines, click on it, and it says send out. You click on send out, put in their phone number. If you want to send it to somebody to follow along, I give you time to do that. Because sometimes when you put it up on the Google Play Store, it don't pull up on everybody's Google Play Store, but you can share it and be able to download it still. So, also you'll be able to pull this, all the other books up, so in the same place. This also had a missing Bibles. Okay, we're going to begin at Genesis chapter 5. Verse 18. Give everybody time to get there. That's Genesis chapter 5, verse 18.
And if somebody ain't got it downloaded on their phone, share your phone with the next person.
Genesis
what? Chapter 5, verse 18 through 24 is what we're going to deal with, and then eventually going on over. Trying to give everybody a chance to get there. Most of the day, we just going to do the introduction of the book of Enoch. But you can take that journey now. And also, this Bible app do read to you. All you have to do is just, if you ever wanted to read to you, just click on it, on one of the verses, and it'll start reading. So, Genesis chapter 5, verse 18 through 24. Everybody there?
Amen.
Amen. Reason why I'm starting with verse 18 and then coming on down, because it's given the full family tree of Enoch. So let's begin with verse 18. Begin to read, woman of God.
And Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch.
Uh-huh.
And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters.
So you understand that who got Enoch, right?
Uh-huh.
Who is Enoch's father?
Jared.
Okay. So it let you know that he is, right? Enoch is his. Okay.
And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died.
Amen. Hold that down. So you understand, before he got Enoch, he was what? 162 years old, right?
Amen.
And then after he got Enoch, he had more sons and daughters, and he was how old was he then?
800 years.
You see this?
Amen.
This man was old, right?
Amen.
Man was never old getting kids back then, wasn't he?
Amen.
These days and time, they ain't getting kids around these age. But God is a merciful God. And goes on and said, and all the days of
Jared were 962 years, and he died.
So he was how old when he died?
962.
You see this? These people in the Bible lived a long time then.
Amen.
If you go all the way back, if you go back past, I just started here, but if you go back, which we already talked about the other cell, and all them Abraham, how many years they lived and all that. But I just want to deal with just Enoch. Now we got started verse 18. So let's go on and deal with Enoch the sin. Go down.
And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah.
Wait. What did verse 22 say here?
And Enoch walked with God.
Enoch did what, y'all?
Walked with God.
Okay, everybody else died out. But Enoch what?
Walked with God.
Okay, go ahead.
After he got Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters.
Uh-huh.
And all the days of Enoch were 365 years.
Uh-huh.
And Enoch walked with God. And he was not, for God took him.
You see this? He didn't die, but God did what?
Took him.
Let's see how God took him.
Amen.
It said God took him, right?
Amen.
Well, it leave us puzzled if we don't study, right?
Amen.
We want to know how did he take Enoch.
Amen.
Okay. So now y'all see this, right?
Amen.
Okay. Let's go on over to Hebrews. I just wanted to show you that he appeared in more than one place.
Uh-huh.
He appeared a lot of times. A lot of people talk about Enoch. Even Jesus talked about Enoch. But Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 5. I just want to show you something. And Hebrew will take you back to Genesis. But I just want to show you Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 11, chapter 5. Chapter 11, verse 5. Thank you. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. And it says,
by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see them, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Enoch had a testimony that he did what?
Please God.
Watch this. It said, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see what? Death.
Yeah.
You see this? So now you understand why it never said he died, but he did what? He walked with God. He never seen what? Death. And was not found. He was not what?
Found.
Meaning that he was not found by who?
God.
He was not found by man. Man seen him no more. But God saw him. And that caused me when I would always read and was not found. I said, was not found ain't making sense. Uh-huh. But as I began to study the book of Enoch, now I understand why he was not found. Because what? He took a journey with God in the spirit. So if you took a journey with God in the spirit, nobody else can see Enoch. He was taken up with God. So if he walked with God, let's see how he walked with God. Let's see how he took this journey with God. Amen. That's what we're talking about on the day. I'm not taking y'all too fast in it. I'm going to take y'all slow. I'm still learning.
Amen.
But it's once y'all start reading the book of Enoch, y'all begin like, oh, now I understand. But God will teach us all things. Everything in the book of Enoch will open your eyes to everything going on in the world.
Yes, yes,
it will. So, said, but by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see what? Death.
Yeah.
And was not found by people. Because God had translated him, for before his translating, he had his testimony that he would please God. I'm going to take you to Jude, but I'm not going to take you there right now because another scripture in the book of Enoch is going to take us there. I want to hold off on it. So let's go to the book of Enoch, chapter 1. To God. Okay, I got it on your phone. What's your phone?
It pulled up on y'all.
Okay, for some reason it didn't pull up on yours. I'll check it
later.
But I got it downloaded on yours. You got downloaded. You clear that app. And what you will. Enoch chapter 1. It happened in there. The book of Enoch chapter 1, if you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's now take this journey. And pay close attention to how he walked with God. Now let's go begin with verse 1, and it says, the word of the blessing of Enoch. Oh God, begin. Just take your time, because I might stop you here and there.
Amen. Amen. Enoch, the first chapter, the first verse said, the word of the blessing of Enoch, how he blessed the elect and the righteous, who were to exist in the time of trouble, rejecting all the wicked and ungodly. Enoch, a righteous man who was with God, answered and spoke while his eyes were open, and while he saw a holy vision in the heavens. This is the angels show me.
Oh, how did he not walk with God? You see this? He took Enoch up in what?
The heavens.
In
in the heavens and the what?
He called me vision.
That means, and it said his eyes were what?
Open.
So Enoch had to be like John somewhere on the land, still, right? And got taken up, but God hid him from who? The people. Well, he will not be bothered with, so he can actually see the thing that God wanted to show him.
Amen.
You see this?
Amen.
John was in where? He was in the island of what? God took him away from the people then. If God would have taken him away from the people, how would the angel be able to appear to him? And how would he be able to see Jesus? He said, see not the Son of Man was behind him, right? In the midst of what the countess did, right? You see this? Same vision just by Enoch gonna happen. Don't talk about finding everything. How God gonna appear to him. So let's go on and the word of God let us know that Enoch was what? A righteous man, wasn't he?
Amen.
He was holy.
So
if he was holy and righteous, he did the thing that God pleased the who? God.
Yes.
He didn't do what pleased man, but he did what pleased who?
God.
So to understand the thing that's going on in our days and time, we don't need to please who but man, but we need to please who?
God.
Because God got the keys to where? Eternal life. But Enoch never died. But Enoch walked with God. So he let us know that who were to exist in the time of what? Trouble. In the time of what?
Trouble.
What's going on around us?
Trouble.
Rejected all the wickedness and ungodly. During his time, he rejected what?
All the wicked and ungodly.
Enoch, a righteous man who was one with God. Answered
and spoke
while his eyes were open. He did what?
He answered and spoke
while his eyes was
open.
So he was speaking and walking with God in the what? Spirit. And while he saw a holy vision in the heavens. So he was taken up into a vision in the heavens. God allowed him to what? See what? The heavens. How many believe that God can do that now?
Amen.
If we live righteous and holy, if he want to use us, he'll use us, right? No matter your man, woman, child, whatever you is. If we live holy, just like this word saying, it ain't telling us no different. Book of Enoch ain't telling us no different than what we already done heard. So, it just began to tell us the journey that Enoch began to walk with God and how he walked with God.
Amen.
In a what, holy vision, letting us know everybody that have a vision ain't holy.
That's
it. Everybody's eyes that open, they ain't seen that. They want to see. Some people want to see things. When you go into a vision, some things might scare you in this vision. A lot of things he not saw. Sound like it scared him a little bit. Because when he began to talk to, the angel began to lead him up to God, he said he was just like one that you couldn't look upon.
Amen.
So when Enoch began, and he got there with God, he looked down at the floor because he said he couldn't look up upon it. Because it was so bright.
Amen.
God was bright.
Amen.
You know how the sun is, right? You know how bright the sun is. You look at the sun, what happened? The sun can blind you, right?
Yes, sir.
Can't you imagine how strong the light is around God.
Amen.
That's why the word of God said, no man have seen God.
Amen.
Never.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. He's not able to look upon God.
Uh-huh.
He just seen the light.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I just looked down at the feet.
Amen.
Or at his feet.
Amen.
He wasn't able to look up directly on God. Why? Because God is what? Spirit.
Amen.
God is not like us.
Amen.
He tells us in Genesis, his spirit breathed upon the what? Earth. He spoke things into existence.
Uh-huh.
This is what God did. Mm-hmm. With his what? Spirit.
Uh-huh.
But some people I say, how? Then he created us in his own image.
Mm-hmm.
His image is for us to be what? Holy. Righteous. That's his image.
Amen.
Not his body, because he never had a body.
Uh-huh.
Because he is what? Spirit.
Amen.
Let's break them all down. I can touch her, right?
Amen.
God, I can't touch. Why? Because he is what? Spirit. He might be right here now. I'm touching. But don't realize. Why? Because he is what?
Spirit.
So the word of God goes on and let us know that Enoch's eyes were open when he saw this holy vision in the heavens. This the angels showed me. So these are some angels that we will find out later on. We'll find out their names. I'm going to go ahead and tell you one. Everybody knows one. Everybody wants to talk about this one. Anybody can tell who this one is? Not that one.
Samuel.
That was the father. This one that fought Satan.
Michael.
The archangel. Don't period. He's going to be one of the angels. Most of all of us talk about Michael, don't we? Michael's going to be one of the ones that fuck with Enoch. He's going to be one of the guys. Because they're going to tell you, they're going to break down the difference between the angels. When it deals with the angels that walking with Enoch, they're going to say holy ones.
Amen.
But when it deals with the watchers, the heaven realms, their habitat, the fallen angels, just what? God ain't going to say they are holy.
Amen.
They once was.
Amen.
That's how you going to deal with them.
Amen.
To let you know the difference between the... But if y'all read, I know some of the names that they're going to call out about the angels should be in our language, but some of them are still being Hebrew in here. But this actually in English. But in the Hebrew, some of the names they did change over and out.
Mm-hmm.
But still, to the day and time, if you look at the name she just named that while ago, that name never did, Enoch's son, his name never did change over into the Hebrew. It's still the same. But some names are changed, like Abraham. It might be spelled different.
Uh-huh.
But you know it's Abraham if you read. And then also in the book of Hebrew, it helps us by giving us English and Hebrew names.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, that way you'll better understand it, they show you how to announce it. But we'll get that out right, but we just doing the study on the book of Enoch right now.
Uh-huh.
But I was glad that God allowed us to be able to found the English KJV where it had it in there.
Uh-huh.
But we'll get it also later on why they took it out. And now that you know it was true.
Amen.
But now that you know why they took it out. But God wants man to see things.
Uh-huh.
Letting us know that the word never changed.
No.
Even in studying the book of Enoch, his word still didn't change.
That's right.
God even showed Enoch some things that Jesus even talked about. You see this?
Amen.
About the angels in the pit.
Uh-huh.
No, Jesus talked about that then. Said they bound with a chain, right? Also, you're going to see that in the book of Enoch. God going to take him in them realms to show him different places in the heavens. Sometimes you might hear mountains. Mountains. One angel took him to this mountain. Another angel took him to this mountain. And he's going to give them angels names. And I began when I was doing the study, I said, why all these mountains keep appearing? Even if you notice in Genesis, it talks about Moses. He took Moses up to a mountain too, didn't he?
Yes, amen.
To a burning bush, right?
Amen.
I said, what's going on with these mountains, Lord? I never looked at it until I started studying the book of Enoch. Mountains. To me, I understand are levels. That's how I took it. That's my opinion. And but until I finished studying the book of Enoch, but that's my opinion so far that I got. Everybody have an opinion.
Yes.
But don't mean it's right.
That's it.
But what I took from it, different levels.
Amen.
The angel took them to different places.
Amen.
That what God wanted to show him.
Amen.
That's where I got from what I done studied so far.
Amen.
Our word is good. That's how I can take y'all fast. I'm gonna take y'all slow.
Amen.
And some of the chapters in the book of Enoch, only two verses or only one. So we might have to go on over to another one. But that's good. God got it like this because he know.
Amen.
Our understanding, some people understanding, you got to take your time here.
Amen.
To let it soak into them. But when I first started reading the book of Enoch, I ain't understand a lot of things. Until I started reading on, I said, I seen that over there already in the Bible. But as you begin to read, you'll realize the different things that you done seen.
Amen.
And that means I did what I did this morning. I started out from Genesis to take out over into the book of Enoch.
Amen.
Because some people you can lose. If I would took some people, not just us, here, but people on TV are watching.
Amen.
And so if I don't break it down, then they'll understand, okay, why he in the book of Enoch when it's ain't in, it was in the original Bible, 1611 edition. It tells you that.
Amen.
But it tells you when it changed over.
That's right.
I think it was the 4th century, right? But I go back and look, but I think it was the 4th century when thing again to change over, but I go back and read that again.
Amen.
Also, you can look it up for yourself when it got changed.
Amen.
It's good to meditate and study. You know the history too. No, don't just read what you see before your eyes, but research, study. That will cause you to study. If you just read, that ain't study. That's meditating. But to study and break down the word, you have to research things.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to research. Because God wants us to know things. Verse 2 says, go ahead.
From them I heard all things.
He said, Enoch said, from
them
I heard all things. Who was he talking about?
The angels.
The angels. Go ahead.
And understood what I saw.
And he said, I understood what I what?
Saw.
John said the same thing then.
Amen.
Go ahead.
That which will not take place in this generation.
Which will not take place where?
In this generation.
No, during Enoch time.
Amen.
But let's see what things are taking place, but it goes on to say what?
But in a generation which is to succeed at a distant period on account of the elect.
Y'all see this?
Amen.
But God showed him some things that would something begin after he fall off in a distant generation.
Amen.
Something took place in Jesus' time.
Amen.
Something will take place in our time.
Amen.
In a what?
Which is to succeed at a distant period.
You see this? On account of the
elect.
Who are the elect?
The
The saints of God.
Amen.
So let them know we in there, y'all.
Amen.
Verse 3.
Upon their account I spoke and I conversed with him.
So upon their what?
Account.
Meaning that he dealt with who?
The angels.
The angels. To get to who?
God.
Y'all see this?
Amen.
Upon their account I spoke and conversated with him. With God. In the book of Hebrew it would say
Elohim,
meaning God. Just a Hebrew name.
Amen.
His original name.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Who will go forth from his habitation, the holy and mighty one, the God of the world.
The God of the what?
The world.
I know some people say that's confusing because we just read in Ephesians, right?
Say, we fight not against flesh and blood, but against every principality and what? And let's go to that scripture.
I just want to make sure. I ain't saying y'all ain't correct, but I just want to look at something because I seen something the other day. Anybody else got it up? Y'all can read. I don't mind. Hope else ain't got
it. Ephesians 6.
We just got to talk about it. If y'all got it, I don't mind you read.
We'll help one to another. I don't mind.
Amen.
It helps us to better understand the scripture when we read.
Ephesians 6 and 12 said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
In high places.
So I looked it up and I'm glad y'all did. But depending on what Bible you're reading from, and one Bible said, because it said high places, right? High places meaning what? Heavens. The heavens. Most of the time when you're dealing in the Bible, you're dealing with the heavenly realm when you're talking about high places. So that means I looked that word up. I'll tell you about another book that will help you, called a Blue Letter Bible. And what you do in a whatever you study, you can go to it and click on a word that you want to know more about.
Amen.
And it'll take you to what it means in Hebrew and Greek, and then it'll take you over to some more scripture to better help you understand. But I will show you this. I will show you that later on as we begin to get more into it, because it's a need that it helps you to study. Because sometimes you might not be able to get to me. And you need to know what this means. Because sometimes the words that over in the regular Bible still is in the Hebrew language. And I said, well, they put it in English, but it's still over here in the Hebrew. But it's still, you'll understand as you read. Because the Hebrew people say it's depending on how it was used, how they interpret. So during that time, we understand that a lot of things back then when they was interpreting the Bible, they might not know every word to put there. And so that means why we can't say, well, they put that there just because they wanted to put that there. We might not know. They might not have the knowledge then. But as things came on, God allowed us to get more wisdom and what knowledge. And so that means we got the increase in knowledge. And we talked about it a while back. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask who?
God.
So we have to ask God. You can't even ask your pastor. Your pastor can only give you so much, but you need to go past your pastor. Well, your pastor might have a mindset, I don't want to go no far. You know what the Bible said about that? Be what? How you say the word? Stack?
Stack.
You can give me that scripture, but it's another word I'm looking for. Give me that scripture. Preparing for what?
The lack of knowledge.
And then preparing for the lack of knowledge means we don't want no more. That means we stuck in what?
The same things.
Stagnating.
Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for. Say it again.
Stagnating.
We stuck. Meaning that we don't want to learn. But I want to learn. Why? Because I want to know more of God before I can get out of Him. But some people say, man, I don't want to know because He said if I know more than what I'm already knowing, that means I won't have no excuse. It was proud of me. But what did the word say? Every man don't know about him, right? That means don't know about his full truth.
Amen.
So ain't that gonna be left out. But God wants us to know everything. I thank God for God teaching. Cause I used to be one of the ones, because I would talk. Don't go to just stay with the KJV. Don't go over there to our That's the wrong teaching. Because God wants us to know everything about what Him and those that He have chosen to serve Him in the fullness. He not chose to live holy. Different men of God, they chose to live holy. Look at Job. Job was an upright man. Job went through a lot. But he didn't curse God. And he stood his ground. You see this? Job loved God. Just like Enoch. Enoch loved God enough to live what? Holy. We got to love God enough to live holy and righteous. What for Him? He is our Savior. He is our provider. He is our way maker.
Amen.
He is our teacher. Mm-hmm. He will teach us all what things do what? The Holy Ghost. Uh-huh. He said He will bring all things back what to our what? Remembrance. The word of God goes on and says, verse 3.
Upon their account I spoke and conversed with him. Who will go forth from his habitation? The Holy and Mighty One, the God of the world. Who will hear out?
When I dealt with this, I'm still with this verse 3. Now y'all know who it's talking about, right?
Amen.
Said who? Holy. One. The God of the world. So when I start, I looked at it, began to click on different things. The God of this world, meaning the God that created this earth, the world. It broke it down to me more plainly. So when you begin to click on different things, you'll see, oh, okay, now I understand. During this time, it might mean, depending on what it being used in the Bible and what how it being used in the sense. But we know here, it let us know Holy and Mighty One. So we already know who it's talking about, right?
Amen.
But Ephesians chapter 6, it says what? Read that again.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Mm-hmm. You see that?
Amen.
That's a difference, right?
Amen.
So who is it talking about? Darkness. Who is darkness? Those angels that came down and to do what? To destroy the people of this world to do what?
Evil. Amen.
Darkness. It didn't say holy.
No.
That's why I said, depending on what you read and how it is in what? The sin or the verse.
Amen.
Go ahead, woman of God. I just want to explain that.
Amen.
So it let you know that God created this word.
Amen.
But you got little gods, those watchers, those fallen angels that came down to do what? To destroy. To change the mind
of the people to give us a what? Delusion of God. To lie to the people, act like they God and they are not. To deceive the people. Turn to me. I am your only one God. That's how the devil works. He works.
That's it.
Because he will make God. Why do you think he can do the things that he do? Rebels not against flesh and blood, against spirits. God was a what?
Spirit.
The devil once was and still is a what?
Spirit.
He was a one. Thank you. Say it again. Amen. He once was an angel of light. Holy light. But he got beside himself and came on down and caused a lot of more angels to follow him. And when he called them angels to follow him, they chose, they knew what this deceiving spirit was doing. So they wanted to change. That means the word let us know everybody in church ain't holy.
That's right.
But people of God, God wants us to make sure we ain't one of them people that not holy. We want to be holy. I want to make it into the kingdom of God. So if I want to make it into the kingdom of God, I got to learn of his weapons. This is good teaching. I told the Lord, I said, I'm not going to start teaching on the book of Enoch until you say teach. Because I said, Lord, touch the mind of the people. So it took me a while to understand. Usually when people used to come, oh, the book of Enoch, now, I said, no. But God started dealing with me. Yeah, I said, so I started thinking, I said, Lord, you deal with me, but they might not see it the way I see it. But God began to deal with me. He said, if I got your attention, I can get their attention.
That's right.
But our mindset's got to be ready to what?
Learn.
That's the number one goal. We got to learn what God got for this. Not only learn it, but what walk their way in. Meaning to live what God is teaching us. Okay. Woman God, go to verse 4.
Who will hereafter tread upon Mount Sinai?
Hold up. Mount what?
Sinai.
I looked that word up in Hebrew. Mount Sinai. Let's go there. Let me pull it up. Give me just a minute. Give me just a few minutes. God's word is good. Mount Sinai was another, to me, was another what? Level. They went up to where?
Who will hereafter tread upon Mount Sinai, appear with his hosts, and be manifested in the strength of his power from heaven.
From where?
From heaven.
Go ahead.
And shall be afraid, and the watchers be terrified. Great fear and trembling shall seize them, even to the ends of the earth. The lofty mountains shall be troubled, and the exalted hills depressed, melting like a honeycomb in the flame. The earth shall be immersed, and all the things which are in it perish, while judgment shall come upon all, even upon all the righteous.
Oh. I began to study that, and I began to look deeper into it. Who came after Enoch? Let's go back to Genesis. Still in chapter 5 of Genesis. This is what I'm saying. Go back there. make sure I'm talking right. But I gave him just gave it to me, so I'm trying to make sure. Okay, thank you, Holy Ghost. So after eating out, it goes on, and let's go to verse. Make sure. Woman of God, just start at verse 25. Let's go all the way down to verse 32.
And Methuselah, Genesis 5:25. And Methuselah lived 108 years and begat Lamech. Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years. And he died. And Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son. And he called his name Noah, saying.
Called his name what?
Noah.
But Enoch already had started his journey, right?
Amen.
So during his journey, some things were still going on the earth. And you see the years.
Mm-hmm.
So that means generation generation was still building up, right?
Right.
As Enoch was walking with who? God. So, go ahead and read verse there, all the way to verse 32. Then I'm going to go back over to Enoch.
And he called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord had cursed. And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old. And Noah begat Shem and Ham and Japheth.
You see this? We're going to go to chapter 6. But before we go there, I'm going to go back to Enoch to the fifth verse, and it said, all shall be afraid, and the watchers be terrified. Verse 6 said, great fear and trembling shall what?
Seize them. Even to the ends of the earth, the lofty mountains shall be troubled, and the exalted hills depressed, melting like a honeycomb in the flame. The earth shall be emerged, and all things which are in it perish. While judgment shall come up all, even upon all the righteous.
What happened in the days of Noah? The flood. Even Jesus told us when the coming of Jesus told Thomas and them all, said, this is how you would know that I'm coming back. Say it's gonna be like in the days of what? Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Even Jesus takes us back to the days of what? Noah. Meaning that they're going to be doing what they want to do. They're going to be getting married. They're going to be drinking. They're going to be partying. They're going to be doing all these crazy things. And they ain't going to be thinking about me. But I'm coming. And that means why the book of Revelation said, don't get caught. Don't get caught. We've been dealing with those churches, right? He said, whatever he said to these churches, he said, if you have a ear, let you hear. But he's saying unto the what? Churches. So we're still dealing with the churches. But he's taking us to get a better understanding of the word. So he let us know in verses of chapter 1 of the book of Enoch, let us know that it's some things that taking place back then. Even doing about Enoch was walking with God.
Uh-huh.
Y'all know he was dealing with Noah? What came up on the land? Judgment then. He destroyed the world then.
Yes, he did.
But he pulled Noah and his family out then.
Uh-huh.
Got the animals. 2x2. Why did he get down 2x2? Because he knew he had to replenish the earth. So he brought the righteous in.
upon the land. But on, not only during that time, but during Solomon and Gomorrah, what happened? Judgment came upon the what? Land. God sent angels. And it was an old man wanted to sleep with the angels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when God sent the angels down to watch us, that watches over us. Yeah, what? Them man of the earth wanted to sleep with them angels. Go read it. Go why would Lot say, why would he say, I'll just be, why would he say, he said, I got dollars. You can do what you want to. Why would he say that? Because dumb angels wanted to do, don't watch them. Dumb mans of this world wanted to do what? Sleep with them angels then. There you go again. But the angel was there to what warn Lot him. Hey, get you some rest. Because when I wake you up, it's time to move. I want you to tell them, get your son out, get your daughters, and tell them, get your wife and flee the city. You see it? Because what happened? God sat down fire and brimstone and caused it to melt like a honeycomb. Honeycomb is slick when it starts melting down. So that what happened to the day, you'll see it over there. If we ever take the trip over there, you'll see it's still, they say it's sulfur and stuff still there. They are not able to build back up on that land. Can't nobody live there. Why? Because God said, this is for a what? A sample of what I can do to man. If we don't obey, him, what can he do? He can destroy us. That what he talked about to John over at the church. He said, if you don't come back to your first love and get it right and come out of Babylon and come out of the Jezebel, he said, these things will I what? Do. I will move my candlestick from you. Mean I will move my spirit from you.
Amen.
Same thing he dealt with. John, he dealt with who?
Enoch.
People, God, we, us saints that have been in God for a long time, we should know enough scripture when we start studying. Our mind should go there. We might not be able to just, well, Lord, if you just help me out, I know what scripture is. And sometimes you go to Google. I go to Google in a minute. Google. I might not know the whole scripture, but I know. And Google pull it up, and I say, oh, that's the scripture I'm looking for. And Google give it to me. And it's so amazing.
Yes, it is.
He said, man will be without what?
Excuse.
So, some people of the Christian world, they say, well, God don't want me to do that, use that technology and stuff. That's why you don't go farther. Well, God, the knowledge that God gave man was going to be for good.
Amen.
But some man chose to use for bad.
That's
but
right.
Whatever the saints of God choose to do with it, we should be less like Enoch, Job, different ones in the Bible. Be what? Holy enough to use it. Without what? Seeing it.
That's right. Amen.
Well, I ain't gonna fool with the tablet no more. It made me sin. No, the tablet didn't. The tablet don't have a spirit. The devil, Satan, will cause you to sin because he is what? Spirit. He know how to get into the mind, just like God do. Why you think he able to do what he do? Because you don't see him, but he see you.
That's right.
So the only way we can see him is by studying of his what? Way. We know he is what? And high what? Places. In the heavenly what? Realms. Trying to what? See who he made what? The Father. Shinnah. Over him.
Sit right there. Don't say that. Say turn around.
Amen.
I ain't did that in the rhyme. I tried not to do that. But when I see she ain't paying attention to the one time, I know how to be deal with. Sometimes the only way you can deal with a spirit, God, Jesus told us what, we got to call that spirit out.
Amen.
And when you call that spirit out, you deal with that spirit. That spirit is a discretion. Because God wants his people to know the truth. And if the devil use whoever he wants to. You can be a saint. You can be an ain't. You can be a baby. He'll even use a baby. A baby don't know what quite everything he's doing, but Satan do. Satan will do what he have to do. But we being people of God, we got to be watchful. But thank you, Jesus. But God is real. And so God teaching us things on how to meditate and study the Word of God.
That's right.
So many scriptures we already have done read about, we know about. All we have to do when we read something new or something we never seen before, God, we have to pray to God and say, God, help me to understand. Give me wisdom and knowledge. Show me, teach me how to understand different scriptures. Because sometimes, even when I'm reading different scriptures, I have to read them more than one time to get an understanding. Sometimes I read chapters about 5, 6, 10 times before I get an understanding. Then sometimes I have to walk away and then come back and God said, I said, now I understand, God, what you're saying. But at first, when I first started reading the book of Enoch, I said, Lord, I ain't understanding. I said, Lord, you got to help me to understand. You want me here, but you got to help me. Because if I got to teach to the people, you got to help me in my knowledge. And God began to help me. I said, God, if it's you, you'll help me. And so in this, I learned a lot. And like, it's good to study. So it let us know that it deal with the ends of the earth, the things that is on the earth. Some of the things are already have took place. But it said melted like a what? Honeycomb. And they what? Flames. The earth shall be what? And all things shall. And all things.
Which are in it perish. While judgment shall come upon all, even upon all the righteous.
You see this?
What did the book of Revelation say? Judgment still even got to come upon who?
The righteous.
Who are the righteous? Those that live in what?
Right.
Holy.
So, if we're living holy, still we got to be judged by who?
God.
The holy what? One. The mighty what?
One.
Of this what? World. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But to them shall he give peace.
Amen.
To them shall he give what?
Peace.
Who shall he give peace to?
The saints.
The righteous ones.
Righteous.
Not those that are going to be tormented. But to what?
The righteous.
To the righteous. He's giving what? He's going to give us peace. Even after the judgment, he's giving us peace. Amen. And it goes on to say, he shall what?
Preserve the elect.
He shall what?
Preserve the elect.
Who is he talking about?
The righteous people, the saints of God.
And towards them,
exercise clemency.
Clemency. And y'all done heard this word plenty of time, investigation and
prison.
You know, prison. The president have given us what clemency, meaning to give us mercy to get out. You see this? You know how it's been used in the sense. So it could be mercy, could be everything has been right free, whatever it means to God. Exercise what?
Cleanse.
Mercy.
Yeah.
He exercised what his mercy upon who? Us, the righteous.
Amen.
Then shall all belong to God.
Amen.
Be happy and blessed. Be what?
Be happy and blessed.
And the what?
Splendor of the Godhead shall illuminate them.
You see this? Say what now? Say what you're going to say.
Bring light.
Bring what?
Lights to light up.
To light up. So now you understand the word of God. The word of God will help us. But next week I'm going to come to, I'm going back to Enoch, but I'm going to come to Jude, chapter 1, only one chapter. So y'all go home and read it. That way we, and you can read on about the book of Enoch. Continue on, because it'll help you to better understand. But I'm going to show y'all about the blue letter book at the end. And those that are on TV watching, if you want to know more information, you can call the number at the bottom of the screen. And we'll give you the information to these different apps on your phone, but know that you do have to have a smartphone, as they call it. Know that you can download apps on. But even the flip phones got it now. My daddy just bought a new phone, and he bought the same phone he normally get. So this time when I fixed the phone, on the phone, guess what it got? Apps. It got Facebook app, YouTube app. I said, Dad, you can watch server now. but y'all see this, God making sure even the old, because most of the older people want the flip phone. I know my mother-in-law, she loved that flip phone. And my daddy got that same phone. I said, God done allowed them to update it more. But I said, Dad, Dad, not only that, when you in the yard, I said, you at the high house, him. I said, you can switch over to my internet. You ain't got to use your internet on your phone. Because he bought me and then his rotate. His ain't like I run. We buy unlimited. But he keep his, he don't need no business. On up to 2024. He keep minutes up on his phone. And so I said, well, when you're in the yard, you use God. That way it help you save your meat. But let me tell you something, y'all. God allowed technology to get better. So no man will be without what? Excuse. Things amaze me. I'm a technology person. I love technology. I love electronics. But thank God, though, God have calmed me down from electronics. I'm talking about as going to the store and buying my own tank. When I was working and had a lot of money, I still work now. Let me rephrase that. I work for the Lord.
That's right.
But I'm talking about when I was on man job. Let's put it like that. When I was on man job, I had all this money coming in. So what did I do? Technology. I was buying technology. God, I told one guy, I said, about a week or two ago, I said, God showed me something about myself.
Amen.
You see, God deal with me, don't you? God said, demon, you go in Walmart, electronics don't need bother. You can go on Amazon, they don't need bother you, man. I said, Lord, you're right. I'm right. God said, when you have the money, you bought. When you didn't need to bought, you could have did something else with it. But when we have money, sometimes we use it in the wrong ways. Still is what saved me. But now, guess what? I ain't on that man job, and I'm working for God, and I get money coming in.
That's right.
But what I'm showing y'all is, I ain't moving for nothing.
That's
right. So why should I go and buy something that I don't need?
That's it.
I'm just using my testimony to teach other people. Everybody have a testimony. God said we overcome by the words of what? Our testimony. By who? The blood of the Lamb. So that means I done learned some things since I've been out man job. I
said, I didn't need anything. I was just buying. And guess what? One of the things that a lot of stuff I bought, this is one of the things. But I bought it where I can run the camera, but it never would let me download that app. But now I done learned more tech. Now I know how to get videos to come in and everything. But anyway, guess what? God said, you know that tab that you bought that you can't use for the video? He said, download the Hebrew Bible on it. But you can see it bigger, like the word. Like, I said, thank you, Lord. And I said, let me go ahead and do it. And it downloaded, and I said, thank you, Jesus. I got another tab I can't use, brand new. But guess what? I couldn't download the Bible app on there. I said, why would it? But guess what? New time, new season.
That's right.
I bet you. But I think about the other ball app that I just gave y'all there. I just found it might not go now. And so I might try that this thing though, been up God. But that way we can have, if somebody come in, they ain't got the book of Enoch, it'll be him. Amen. Or somebody's phone go down, we got it. And then, oh, I forgot all about this one. Now I do use that one. You know, I use that to read. But this one, I forgot about this one. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But God will teach us things. He know why these things I've been bought. But should I turn around? Turn around. I'm good here. So he knows why these things I've been bought. Even though I might have thought they were for one thing, but God. But we do things that we don't need to do sometimes.
That's right.
God said, Castle do, but God come back around, he correct me then. Said, you ain't need to buy all that stuff, but we going to use what we done bought. But that's what I done bought, because I'm just being real. I went and got it. She didn't decide to go and get electronic, because she ain't into electronic like that. But I thank God for Jesus Christ on today. I thank God, like I told you, so be prepared. I know y'all used to us having long service, but I want to make sure y'all understand. Because it took me a while to understand the book of Enoch, so I want to make sure y'all understand. And don't take y'all fast, but someday we're going to be like, the next chapter is only one, chapter two is only one verse. And some might be 2, 3, 4, and 5. It depends. Then some will get long, then some will come back down short. So, as God lead me to teach this, I will teach it. And y'all just continue to pray for your pastor, pray for one another, that God will open up our understanding in these last evil days. Because he is coming back. Those that say he ain't coming back, those that have left him, I just pray they do come back. But it ain't guaranteed they will come back. But we got to pray. And pray that God most of all keep us. He said, what now? Separate yourself from this what? Untoward what? Generation. And we got to do that. We got to make sure we make it into the kingdom of God. It's an individual thing. It's a personal thing. Yes, we want everybody else to get saved, because he told us, go after your family. But you can't force your family to get saved. You sit there trying to beat it in them. That stuff is over with. They did that in churches back then. Some of the pastors said, you're going to be saved. Now I'm seeing different members that were back then leaving out the church. Why? Because God showed me they were being made to live saved. Said some of them were forced. We can't force salvation on no man. Jesus didn't do it. But we being men and women of God, we got to preach the truth no matter if they want to hear it or not. But it's up to each individual to receive it. Because sometimes when God was dealing with me with the book of Enoch, I said, Lord, they ain't going to listen to me. I said, these folks ain't stepped me. They meant to show no flip out of me around him. I said, God, you got to help me and you got to help them. And God will teach us what all things. It's not me forcing that on nobody. I told Lord, I'm just going to preach what you tell me to preach. That's it.
That's
It's left up to the people. I can't go around hitting y'all, pinching y'all. Back then they did all that thing, still doing the pinching folk. That ain't no God. Popping people. How look going around popping somebody wrong? And you said now just take me. That's it. I'm being real. You're a wrong person. I should be able to take the word of God and teach you the word of God. And that God do the correcting.
That's it. That's it.
He said he chased all he loved. But those that parents that have kids, you chase your own kids. That's why you got kids. You ain't got none. I ain't got none. But spiritual kids. But at the same time, I ain't mess it up there and hit y'all.
That's
wrong. That's it. He said, I have you not to be what? But I'm going to teach you the word. And tell you, now, hey, that was wrong. Now, he did give me that authority to correct. But now, correcting not always mean to beat somebody. Depends on what it said in the scripture. And sometimes when you're dealing with your natural kids, you got to teach them, tell them, okay, don't do this no more. But if you do this same thing again, next time I have to whoop. You got to talk to them, break things down to them, to their level, to understand that way. Next time, okay, now I got this, but you saying, well, Lord, I don't really want to give them. Then you let it slide. Then, that's what my mom used to tell us. Okay, keep on talking. I'm going to get you for old and new. I was for them to go ahead and whoop me right then. Then get me for old and new, because that whooping always will last long. But I hated them whoopings. Them kind. But let me tell you something. Best go ahead and get them, because sometimes when you get them for old and new, you might be in the wrong what? Spirit. Because y'all already done let all this build up. Some parents be in the wrong spirit.
Yes,
and then some parents go out charming out of being sure. There ain't no God. God said, I will not have you be in there. I backhand you. Now, that is not right. You can ask them to hold their hands out. It ain't you got to make a scene. Some people do that stuff to make scenes.
Yeah.
To do different things. But it's a way you can raise up a child. And look, I can tell, all y'all kids didn't get whooped all the time, didn't you? But you know how to conduct yourself, right? Y'all very respectful. I know you're here towards us. I'm talking about people, you can tell you've been taught. And never let nobody tell you, never say yes ma'am and no sir and all that. I'm going to tell you why I have that all the time. People come, because they are not from here. Some people not from here. The first thing they'll say, don't say that. That made me feel old. I said, no, it's respect. I said, you give me respect, I'm going to give you respect. So, I said, and some people tell you, that's slave mentality. People, don't be here. Whatever you've been taught, don't let people change. Keep the respect for each other. And I want to tell you, I love you. Jesus Christ, he loves you. You know, so tune in each and every week. We thank God for you tuning in each and every week to hear a word from God. Even on Friday night Bible study, we thank God for you tuning in. And if you're ever in the area, and if you stay in the area, child, then we would love to see you for prayer. Now, if you don't have prayer online, unless God tells us to start doing it, but you it's a place where you come, you be able to meditate. You ain't around nobody. You're able to come to just get yourself and sit by yourself or have God lead you. If you want to lay on the floor and read your word and pray to God, this is a place you come. Just like back then, Moses, he couldn't do everything with the people. God couldn't deal with him all the time with the people. He had to take him off sometimes. Just like God did with Jesus. Jesus wasn't able to, because if he stayed with the multitude all the time, they would have overtook him. But God will touch him off to what? Meditate and what? Pray. So he'll be able to go what? Back out. Sometimes you come into the house of the Lord just to meditate and pray. Because when you're around a lot of people, you can't really meditate, especially when you're at home. Because the first thing you're going to do, Yeah, let me go ahead and turn on the TV. I'm gonna pray a little bit.
You at that TV, you trying to hurry up and get through praying, but you gonna get back. Oh, this coming on tonight.
I got to watch the Ryan 50. I'm a Ryan 50 fan. Right? I'm in the to separate me from God, learning and praying.
But I just use Ryan 50 because I really love watching Ryan 50, especially when they be investigating cases and stuff. I love stuff like that, breaking the cases and stuff. I'll be like, hey, wait a minute. The evidence right there. Come on. But God allows you to see different things for a reason. But what also too, when you can watch your surroundings. People got sometimes you watch on TV, God give for real to let you know what type of people may be around you. Don't always just watch something just to watch and break cases and stuff like that. But know what's on. What you watch on TV is going on in the real world.
Yes,
it is.
And young ladies, as y'all grow, young men, but young ladies especially, when y'all get ready to go to college, be careful because y'all be target the most. Be careful. Watch your surroundings. Don't be on a ride with everybody.
Amen.
And you ain't got to please everybody.
That's right.
I have the same talk with Salas. Because he's a man, but still.
Amen.
They are the man too.
Amen.
But watch your surroundings. Even in high school, watch your surroundings. People, God, you never know. If you see somebody come up to you, don't stay there. Run. Holler. And they say they got a gun. Hey, let them start shooting because they already going to get everybody's attention. So holler and run. Holler, run. Holler, run. So they'll flee.
Yes,
they will. The devil will flee.
Yes, they will.
Holler and run. He told us what? To rebuke him, right? To rebuke him. And he will what? Flee. So holler and run. You rebuking him, right? Holler and run. And at the same time, at the resist the devil and he will but flee. So if you run from the devil, now you can't miss me. See how we understand that scripture more today. So people, God, I love you. Continue on in Christ. I'm just giving you some wisdom as God gave it to me. Be careful, even adults, be careful. So Christmas time coming up. Thanksgiving coming up. Y'all know what? Y'all kids, don't make your parents go out and get things that will cause them to be in harm's way. Y'all that got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cell phones, I'm just going to break it down. You don't need now to know. Because you would cause your parents to go into the way of the enemy. I used to be in them crowds. But guess what? God delivered me from them crowds. Since we've been saved, I don't be want to go out and get no stuff. That's of the world. Don't have your parents in the aisle getting ran over. One person got ran over at Walmart, got and killed. They ran over literally with their feet and killed that person. So don't have your parents doing that. Saints of God, that's of the world. Don't do this. If you can't get it on Amazon, you can't get it. Stay at home, call Amazon, they have Cyber Monday. Just get it on Cyber Monday, go online.
Exactly.
And then after the New Year come in, it's going to be a better deal anyway.
Exactly.
So Christmas is every day. And another thing, can I tell you about Christmas? Christmas ain't when Jesus was born. That's a pagan out holiday that was set up by Europeans.
That's right.
To make man. Easter. Make man. And we would celebrate these things. But don't you know Jesus' birthday is every day? Want me to tell you how it's every day? Because he's born in somebody's life every day. not just holy physical, you give your life, or human being giving their life, but even when a baby come into this world, it's a blessing.
Amen.
For a baby to be born.
Yes, it is.
That's the word of God.
Amen.
A baby is a blessing. We talked about this back a while back then. A baby is not a bastard.
That's right.
Unless they can't take chastise. And a baby, you teaching them. They growing up. A baby is small, so a baby don't know everything.
That's right.
So you got to start teaching that baby even when it's a baby stage. Just like you teach them how to walk and crawl. That's the same way you got to teach. No, this ain't. That ain't right. Don't do that, baby. Baby might can't talk. But let me rephrase it and baby talk. Babies do talk. Because you know when you say something, the baby go, run, run. When you say something, the baby come back. They understand. But that's a good example. But I thank God for Jesus Christ on today. I'm going to tell you once again, I love y'all. I'm going to tell y'all peace. In Jesus' name, God is love. Amen.